I'm Erica Winterode, and I am playing Chris Hargensen in Carrie.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Sorensen, and I am playing Carrie in Carrie.
It's the ultimate bullying movie, really, before Mean Girls and all these other movies came out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's so true, and Carrie definitely gets her revenge.
Now, I understand you are the bully.
I am the bully. Chris is a very mean girl.
Was that hard for you to adopt that role?
You know, I had never played like the true villain before. I had kind of played, you know, maybe a part of the team of girl bullies only one other time, but I never got to play the number one girl who really is just so terrifying. So I watched a lot of the classic, you know, mean girl type of movies. You know, of course, there's the one that everyone knows, Mean Girls, and then Jawbreaker and Heathers. So that kind of helped put me in like that mind frame of how these sort of cliques work.
And how do they work?
Well, there's definitely the ringleader. It's her world, and everyone just gets the honor of being a part of it. She makes all the decisions, and everyone follows her. And if they don't, it's not going to be very good for them.
There's certainly hell to pay, right?
There's consequences. This part is important to the story because, you know, she's kind of the catalyst for what comes to poor Carrie. If she just didn't have this brilliant idea of, you know, throwing pig blood on her, everyone would still be alive.
Well, let's talk to Carrie. You said that you had heard about the movie. You actually have seen it, the old version?
Oh, yeah. I made sure I watched both. There was another one done in 2004 and, of course, like the 70s version. Watch both. Yeah.
So what's been the most challenging part of being Carrie?
I was really afraid going into it that it would be having people on her side and, like, understand her. And the way this particular show is written, she's very lovable and endearing, and she's very much victimized and sweet, and she's not scary. I feel like she's very relatable and lovable. So I would probably say the hardest part was walking the line between that scary and the comedy, finding the two parts laugh, one part creepy, and when are your serious moments and when are your ha-ha moments, because we definitely have some very intense, but it, like I said, it's a 2-1 mix. You have two parts laugh and one part maybe get a little rigid in your seat. But
now, see, that we haven't addressed that yet, but as I read the flyer, and it says it's a comedic take on this Stephen King novel, and very campy.
For one, when I saw the flyer, I went and researched the show, and traditionally they actually have a man play Carrie. So it opens with this idea that you're willing to laugh. Immediately it gives the audience just permission to know this is going to be a guffaw show with, you know, a guy dressed in drag. So
Sounds a little Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Very.
Really?
Very. And I think it's definitely in, like, the whole tone of, like, Airplane and maybe a little scary movie thrown in there, you know?
That there really is, like, a prom.
Yes.
And is it going to be bloody?
It's quite bloody.
Carrie gets drenched.
It's good. It's really good.
So how many times have you been drenched in rehearsal?
Well, the tips of my hair are still a little red, so it's been a couple times.
You're
now.
Right, it is. I'm looking at it now.
And last night went really, really well. We had an awesome blood night.
And who plays the role of the mother?
Sarah Morrissey, and she is absolutely riotously scary. It's a wonderful mix. It really
She's
is.
Fantastic.
So does it have that fundamentalist religious aspect in it with Carrie's mom?
I would definitely say, you know, she has her religious rants, but I think it's taken to such a campy, outlandish, far reach. It's clearly meant to be fun with, you know, a little bit of scary tossed in.
Do you have any trouble sleeping at night since you've had these rehearsals playing this role as Carrie?
Oddly enough, I have trouble in the shower. Like, when I have to close my eyes and I'm, like, washing my hair, I'm terrified I'm going to look in the mirror, because the mirror, you can see it from my shower. I'm going to open my eyes and be covered in blood or something creepy. Like, that really does bother me, but then I guess
it sounds a little psycho.
A little bit. But I mean, it's really, I mean, maybe it's just because, you know, the shower is probably the creepiest time. You're alone, doors locked.
Vulnerable.
So, yeah, exactly. It's always where the scary stuff happens in movies.
And I had my script on my desk one night, and I was working on a paper, and it just fell off. All of a sudden, just fell off. And nothing really prompted it that I was aware of. And I was like, oh, it's Carrie in the room. Chelsea, where are you?